I'll come with you if you like. You're a civilian. Only technically. You're not properly dressed. It's cold out. How long can it take? You're unarmed. Against guys like that, I don't need to be armed. Crystal meth is not a joke. No inhibitions. That just makes us even. Users don't feel pain. They don't need to feel pain. All they need to feel is conscious or unconscious. Peterson said nothing. Reacher said, "You go left and I'll go right. I'll turn them around and you get in behind them." 30 feet ahead, Holland said something and the two guys crowded forward. And Holland backed off and tripped and sat down heavily in the snowbank. Now he was more than an arm's length from where his gun must have fallen. 10:30 in the evening. Reacher said, "This won't wait." Peterson nodded, opened his door. "Don't touch them," he said. "Don't start anything. Right now they're innocent parties. With Holland down on his ass? Innocent until proven guilty. That's the law. I mean it. Don't touch them." Peterson climbed out of the car, stood for a second behind his open door, and then stepped around it and started forward. Reacher matched him, pace for pace. The two guys saw them coming. Reacher went right, and Peterson went left. The car had been a comfortable 70 degrees. The evening air was 60 degrees colder, maybe more. Reacher zipped his jacket all the way and shoved his hands deep in his pockets and hunched his shoulders so that his collar rode up on his neck. Even so, he was shivering after 5 paces. It was beyond cold. The air felt deeply refrigerated. The two guys ahead stepped back, away from Holland. They gave him room. Holland struggled to his feet. Peterson stepped alongside him. His gun was still holstered. Reacher tracked around over the thin white glaze and stopped 6 feet behind the two guys. Holland stepped forward and dug around in the snowbank and retrieved his weapon. He brushed it clean and checked the muzzle for slush and stuck it back in his holster. Everyone stood still. The shaved snow on the street was part bright white powder and part ice crystals. They shone and glittered in the moonlight. Peterson and Holland were staring straight at the two guys, and even though he was behind them, Reacher was pretty sure the two guys were staring right back. He was shivering hard, and his teeth were starting to chatter, and his breath was fogging in front of him. Nobody spoke. The guy on Reacher's right was more than 6 feet tall and close to 4 feet wide. Some of the bulk was goose feather insulation in the black winter parka, but most of it was flesh and bone. The guy on Reacher's left was a little smaller in both directions and more active. He was restless, moving from foot to foot, twisting at the waist, rolling his shoulders. Cold, for sure, but not actively shivering. Reacher guessed the twitching was all about chemistry, not temperature. Nobody spoke. Reacher said, "Guys, either you need to move right along or one of you needs to loan me a coat." The two men turned around slowly. The big guy on the right had a white slab of a face buried deep in a beard. The beard was rimed with frost, like a polar explorer or a mountaineer. The smaller guy on the left had 2 days of stubble and jumpy eyes. His mouth was opening and closing like a goldfish pecking at the surface. Thin, mobile lips, bad teeth. The big guy on the right asked, "Who are you?" Reacher said, "Go home. It's too cold for foolishness on the street." No reply. Behind the two guys, Peterson and Holland did nothing. Their guns were holstered, and their holsters were snapped shut. Reacher planned his next moves. Always better to be prepared. He anticipated no major difficulty. He would have preferred the bigger guy to be on his left, because that would have maximized the impact from a right-handed blow by allowing a marginally longer swing. and he always liked to put the larger of a pair down first. But he was prepared to be flexible. Maybe the jittery guy should go down first. The bigger guy was likely to be slower, and maybe less committed, without the chemical assistance. Reacher said, "Coat or float, guys?" No answer from the two men. Then behind them, Chief Holland came to life. He stepped forward one angry pace and said, "Get the hell out of my town." Then he shoved the smaller guy in the back. The smaller guy stumbled toward Reacher, and then braced against the motion and spun back and started to whirl a fast 180 toward Holland, with his fist cocking behind him like a pitcher aiming to break the radar gun. Reacher caught the guy by the wrist and held on for a split second, and then let go again, and the guy staggered through the rest of his turn, all unbalanced and uncoordinated and ineffectual, and ended with a weak, late swing that missed Holland entirely. But then he turned right back and aimed a second swing straight at Reacher, which, in Reacher's opinion, took the whole innocent until proven guilty thing right off the table. He stepped left, and the incoming fist buzzed by an inch from his chin. The force behind it spun the guy onward, and Reacher kicked his feet out from under him and dumped him face down on the ice, whereupon the bigger guy started wading in. Huge thighs, short, choppy steps, fists like hams, trumpets of steam from his nose like an angry bull in a kid's picture book. Easy meat. Reacher matched the guy's charge with momentum of his own, and smashed his elbow horizontally into the middle of the white space between the guy's beard and his hairline, like running full tilt into a scaffolding pipe. Game over. Except the smaller guy was already up on his knees and scrabbling for grip, hands and feet like a sprinter in the blocks. So Reacher kicked him hard in the head. The guy's eyes rolled up and he toppled sideways and lay still with his legs folded under him. Reacher put his hands back in his pockets. Peterson said, "Jesus." The two guys lay close together, black humps on the moonlit ice, steam rising off them in a cloud. Peterson said nothing more. Holland stalked back to his unmarked car and used the radio and came back a long minute later and said, "I just called for two ambulances." He was looking straight at Reacher. Reacher didn't respond. Holland asked, "You want to explain why I had to call for two ambulances?" Reacher said, "Because I slipped." "What?" "On the ice."